Vayter in Shas. We are above a basket of pay va. Picking a bomb. Hey, hey, we're basically about a page. Four lines up from the bottom. We left off yesterday discussing, you know, idea that maybe that if I go and I'm buying something from you, that maybe my kli is able to acquire, even though I'm in your property. And then we ended up showing we have no right to say that. That is true. So now the Gemara wants to say the opposite. We're going to try to bring a proof from another brisa that my kli is not able to go and acquire in your property, on your the seller property. Let's say I'm the buyer and I pull the donkey drivers and your workers who are carrying the thing that you are selling. Sees the Rashbam Vayter. I'm going to bring him into my house. Bein pasak ad shalom madad. Bein madad ad shalom pasak. Whether he set the price without measuring it out, or he measured it out, and it was put in the place of the buyers, right, without setting the price. Shnei michom lachzman. Both of them are able to go ahead and to back out of it. Beep. Turn the page. Pay vav. Perkan. If he unloaded it from them, v'chizloch beisel, then he brought into his house. Then pasakat shalom madad. If they set up a price, but they didn't measure even without measuring it, ein shnei michom lachzman. You can't go ahead and you can't go back. You can't back out of it. Right, if you're a pasak madad shel pasak, but let's say he measured, but he didn't yet set the price, then both of them are able to go in to back out. Now, from the fact that the kli of the seller that's in the buyer's property, it doesn't acquire. In other words, it's not going to now have its own reshus to stop the buyer's reshus from actually acquiring it. So we can learn out that the kli of the buyer is not going to acquire in the seller's property. Not going to work, not going to happen. Says the Gemara, not a raya. Nice try. Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak, Bishesh Fachan. Maybe we're talking about where he spilled the things out into on the floor, and therefore there's no other thing which is blocking the house from acquiring it. There's no actual kli that's over there. So therefore, don't tell me that you're saying, oh, you see the kli is not helping you, because the kli is going right into the floor. Ikpad Rava. Rava was very makbid on this. He was very upset about this answer. I mean, look at the actual brisa. Midi shvachan katani. Does it say anything about spilling something out? Perkan katani. It says he's unloading it. Says Rashbam, the mashma kamosha hayu munachan achavilos came perkan, like they were in their bundles. That's how it was done. So therefore, we're still saying, we're back to our question now. Says, or at least as a raya, to say that the kli is not going to acquire. Elam or Maravashi, bimisachli desume. Maybe we're talking about bundles of garlic, which aren't in sacks. They don't have like these bags over here. Therefore, when they go ahead and they get unloaded in such a way, they're put right into the actual reshus, and there's no raya to say that the kli, but whether it's going to acquire someone else's reshus or not. Amar lei huna bere de mar shujul avina michti pergun katani. The brisa, let's see, the brisa says in the second case that he unloads it into the buyer's property. Mali pasak mali lo pasak. So if the stuff is in the buyer's domain now, so what do I care whether you set a price or you didn't set a price? He should acquire it right away, even if there is no price that's set. Amar lei pasak samcha daite lo pasak lo samcha daite. When you're a pasak, when you set up a price, then you have smichas hadas, the sale's done, it's over. But if you didn't pasak, if you didn't set a price, then there's no smichas hadas over there, and therefore it's not done. Says Rashbam, losam radaiti demi yemar, she is kaim a mecher. Who says it's going to be kaim? Shema mocha yale b'demeyan, maybe he'll raise a price, while lo keach, yizalzel b'demeyan, he'll go for a lower price, sorry, ain't demeyan ktuvim, their money wasn't actually set, so therefore it's not closed. Let's try again to bring a raya about the kli, whether it can acquire in someone else's domain or not. Like if I might put my kli in your domain, put the stuff in there, is that enough? Toshima. Okay, to Rabbi Shmuel, they say, Kel Yoshel Adam Kone Lo Mechal Makom. A cleaver person can acquire from him anywhere, we said, except for in Rosh Hashanah. So it says, what's it going to include when you say at every place. Lava Sui Rishus Mocher isn't coming to include even in the Rishus of the seller. Oh, says the Gemara, Hasam de Amar Le Zil Kni. In a Kinami, maybe it's true, but that's only in particular cases. Rabbi Shmuel only talking about where the seller says to the buyer, go acquire what I'm selling you through your Kli. Right? In that case, in a Kinami, the Kli will work. But what about the case where he didn't say that? What would be then? Tanana, some. So we have ourselves a Mishnah over there. It says Rashi, Rashbam, Bechkama, to Kedushin, at the beginning of Kedushin, Chavav. The Sachem Shei, Yeshla Mechayis, Nikdim, Bekesim, Shabbat, Chazakah. Things that have a chreis, meaning land, a karka, a batim, things like that, they can be acquired through cash money, shtar, or chazakah. V'shein lo chayim, there's never a chreis, right? Metatlin. Ein ikton ala b'shicha, the only way it can go through is through m'shicha. Says Rishbam, shamushkan rishuso. He pulls into his rishuso, the rishuso yeshul chelik bo, the rishuso that he has a chelik in it. He goes, simta v'chatzah rishuso, like a simta, like that side part of his rabbin, we said people can go and use, or a chatzav shutin, if he is a shutav there. V'chol shekin de ba'agbah kon v'chol makam, certainly with agbah, because it's every place that'll work. V'chol davar, the mish she higbia hinicha v'rishuso, I feel below mishicha, and can you really? Once you talk about agbah, you're good. So, ain't the level of mishicha. Mesura masula, back in the word, Mesura masula, la hashmaita, mishmeidu av chista. In Surah, they said this teaching in the name of Chista, but from Badisa Masullah, Mishmeidu Rav Kahana, Va'amrullah, Mishmeidu Rav, and it's in the name of Rava. So it comes out that Lo Shanu Ella Devar Mishain Darkan Lagbia. The Mishnah is saying that Mitaltlin is only through Mishicha, only in things that are not normally picked up, because it's very big. So something is very big, you don't do Hagbah on. Alpha Devar Mishain Darkan Lagbia, but things that you normally go and just pick up. You know, Rashman says, Devar Mikalim, things that are, Devar Mikalim, things, Rashbam, things that are light. Hagbah in. But Mishicha lo. Then through Hagba, picking it up, it works. Through Mishicha, it doesn't work. It won't work to do Mishicha on such things. Yosef Abaye, story time. Let's get into Kasha. There's a buyer who was sitting down, becoming like Shabbat, who's sitting in the sofa, a sphere of Adam or Master Abaye, and it's a Kasha. It says, Hagonev Kispa Shabbos. Someone steals a wallet on Shabbos. You go to someone's house, you steal it, and you walk to the Rishus Harabim. It says, Rishbam, vote, see you. The Rishus Harabim. Chayev, this person is going to be Chayev. Rashbam says, Bitashlumin, the Lekalimim or Kimlebi the Rabbim, nay. He's going to have to pay because you don't say Kimle but the Rabbi, you give him the more chummer thing over here, the Lekka Hacha Shtei Rishoyos B'yachad. It wasn't two things that happened at the same time. That is, when he picked it up from the house, he brought it to Rishis Rabbin, to his Chayiv Misa from carrying it. But, Shekvar Chayiv B'Geneva, says the Gemara, but from the time he picked it up, he was already Chayiv. First Mom says, Mashma Hagbah, so the guy picks it up, he at the moment becomes chayev to have to pay it back, and only afterwards he then walks outside, then he's chayev to go out and he's chayev in Isser Shabbos. Kim Leib Rabbim is when you have two things that come simultaneously. If walking out of the house would allow him to acquire it, then that itself would be Kim Leib Rabbim, you give him killed his of the pay. But in this case, he is chayev beforehand. So Shkar comes in, Kodim Shavuot Yisrael Shabbos, before he came to Yisrael Shabbos, already Chayev. Hayu Megar V'Yotzi Megar Yotzi, but let's say he was dragging it and dragging it. He didn't pick it up and carry it, but he just took it, you know, grabbed it in the house and he was dragging it outside. Potter is going to be Chayev, Potter from having to pay, because only Chayev happened when he brought out the Rishus. Says Rishbam, Potter Menat Tashlum and Tekim Lebed Rabbi Menei. Uksiv Kedei Rish Aso, Mishim Risha Achas Tam Mechayev V'Yitam Mishim Mechayev V'Mishim Shtei Rishos. He can't Mechayev someone for two different Rasha acts. So Potter, Shur Yisrael Shabbos, Gineb Abon Kechayim at the same time. We know a purse, a wallet. These are things that no one picked up. But even so, he was coated with Mashiach, which goes against that thing that we said that a Mashiach won't work with something that's normally picked up. So Amalei says back to him, Bim Misna. No, the Bryce is talking about where he dragged it. How? By the Misna, is by the Ritsuos, by the straps. His response, Kach, Heshivas Tam. Okay, I'm going right there. He did it by the straps, and therefore it didn't really happen. Ana says the Gemara. He says back to him, Ana Nabi Mr. Kamina. I'm also talking about where he dragged it by the strap. So it doesn't make a difference. It's still something that's just only picked up, and Mashiach shouldn't work. So what are you talking about? Amalei says to him, Bamidi Deboy Misna. What I mean was that the Bryce is talking about something that needs to be pulled by the strap. It's a very, very big wallet that, you know, that it's too big to go into to pick it up, but it's got to be done by the strap. Therefore, Meshicha is the thing that's going to be Koneh, and Hagba is not going to be the one that's going to be Koneh. It says Rashbam, Kis Gadol Ma'od, it's a very big purse or wallet. Kach Shitzah Gemar, and the Chonu V'chach Masati Hagos Rabbeinu Zakeinim. Okay, Toshima, let's try to figure out this idea of Mashiach, whether it's going to work or it's not going to work, or something that's normally picked up. Like we said, if it's normally picked up, Mashiach is not going to work. You have to talk about, let's see, Toshima, Birshus Mocher, if the sale is done in the seller's Rishus, I mean your Rishus and you're selling me something, Lo Kani, I don't acquire these apples, Achik Bienum, until I pick it up, Achik Sanam Rishus, or I took it out of the Rishus. So we're saying that the buyer is going to acquire it either through Hagba or Meshicha by taking it out. Amamida de Baragba, Ibai Bagba Kani, Ibai Meshicha Kani. That if it's something which is that can be picked up, that can be picked up. If I want to pick it up, then Kani Lay can do through that. Again, Ibai Bagba Kani Lay, Ibai Meshicha, I'm like, even Meshicha would work. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no, let's start in Ketani. Talking about two separate things. Midi the bar hagba, something which is a hagba thing done through hagba, and midi the bar meshicha b'meshicha, something's a meshicha, it's gonna be done through meshicha. Beep, turn the page. Pave of a base. Toshima. Let's try to bring a raya from a mishnah. Well, compares to chaver, someone goes and sells fruit to his friends. Produce. Mashach v'lo madad. Let's say they go and the one who's buying it, he does meshicha, but he didn't actually measure it out. Kani, it works. I have a part of Bnei Agba, but these are things of Bnei Agba. He's saying that he's calling it Meshicha, which means that you could do it through Meshicha even if it's something that's Bnei Agba. Says, no, we're talking about these huge bundles, quite large, big bundles, and therefore, getting over to pick it up. And that's why it works through Meshicha. Says, if it's true that the first time the Mishnah is talking about Meshicha, right, because it's too big. The name is Sefer. Look at the Sefer. Okay, Pishta Mechir, some piece of buys flax. Lo Kana She Yital Tilenu B'Mimakom Zela Makamacher. It doesn't acquire until it moves from one place to another. Which means it's got to be done through Hagba, not Meshicha. Hold on. Ato Pishta Meshli for every Melo Avdi. Isn't flax also something that can be very large bundles? In which case, maybe that's what it is. What are you talking about? It says, well, no, Shani Pishta and Dimishta made flax is different because it slips out. Therefore, you're making small bundles, which you can go and you can pick up and lift it. Doing the big ones, it's going to keep falling out and slipping out. So you don't worry either. Okay, let's try it one more time at least to show this idea that Meshicha will not work if you can do it with Hagba. Amar Ravina Ravashi, Toshima, Mishnah Kedushin, Behema Gassin, because it's Mesir. A big animal, huge animals you acquire through Mesir, giving it over. Vadaka Bagba, and the small animals, so Hagba, they're picking it up. Give Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Melaza. Chacham Omer, Behema Daka, Meshicha, you can do it through Meshicha. Vaha Behema Daka, Dvar Gabahu, but what do you mean, Dvar Gabahi? Behema Daka, these small animals, these are things that can be picked up or picked up normally. If Katani, the Kari Meshicha, we said that it works through Meshicha. How does that make sense? It's Gemara, shiny Behema, you can't compare it to animal. Animal's different than other small things because it holds on to the ground and it doesn't let you pick it up, and therefore it's considered something which isn't normally or easily lifted up, lift upable. And as the Chum said, you could do it through Meshicha. Rav Ushmuel, both of them say, Kor b'shloshim ani mochelecha. Let's say a guy who wants to sell something, he says, I'm selling you a kor for 30 slayim, yochel aksaba afil basach korona. The seller can back on the deal even while measuring it out. The final one, as long as he didn't finish it off, because the buyer doesn't acquire anything until the entire thing is measured out. But let's say he said kor bishloshim sa b'selin imalchuch. If he says I'm selling you a kor for 30 slayim. A sa'a for a sella, the Mishan Mishan Kana. He gets it as he goes. The first one that he gives, he now belongs to him. The second one belongs to him. The third one belongs to him. We saw this in Bava Metzia as well. He gets it as he goes along. Toshima, now let's ask a question. Am I Samida Shalachamehen? If the measure, the thing you're measuring things out to belong to one of them, either the buyer or the seller, the Mishan Mishan Kana, and the owner would acquire each one of them a little bit at a time, like as you put it in. And this is even if the measure is not completely full. So you see that even where a specific amount was said, the buyer can actually get it little by little. Oh, even little by little. Says the Gemara, okay, going to Amalei, Hin b'shneimasar sloim lug b'sela nimochalach. We're talking about a case. When is it true? It's going to allow the buyer to acquire it even before it's filled up. We're talking about a case where the seller says, "I'm selling you a hin. It's a type of measurement that's used for liquids. 12 lug. I'm selling you a hin for 12 sloim. Each lug for a seller." Like if Kahana said that there were markings in the hin to show the different measurements. Here too, we've got a case where there's different markings on that measurement thing, and therefore when it says that the buyer acquires it through the kli, even more it's done, it's talking about where the level of the stuff reached one of those markings, and therefore that sale is going to be completely done. Okay. Let's try again another type of attack in Rav and Shmuel. Toshima, socher sapol asosim olagor. And let's say you hire a worker to work during the harvest. Hayom bediner, and you, what you're saying is you're paying him a diner per day. You're paying per diem, right? And you end up paying him beforehand. Says the Rashbam. Hayom bediner, klomer kol yom mos goren bediner. Vernasan laksov lamed diner, the lamed you may goren. There are 30 days of the harvest, and you give him the 39. You're paying him one per day. Velogasinim may hayom bediner bepeshav in chanano. All right, so this is the day of what happens. Beep, turn the page. Pezayin amalaf velagoren yafesela. But during the harvest, the labor is worthy of getting a sela per day. In other words, he didn't wait a little, but if he would have waited until the harvest, then he would have gotten a sela, which is for dinar. But instead, he ended up for less money because he got the money earlier. Aser lehanos hemenu, it's aser for the employer to get hanah from the worker more than he paid. All right, so the money that I gave you beforehand is similar to like a halva, it's like a loan. And by working at this lower rate, he's like paying back the loan with interest. Says Rashbam, Mishum de Mikseh ki agarnata. Li shenosin lo zeh hapoel sela bimasagorin bishil dinar shenosa benisa him to la rachshav. So it's like, I'm getting from this. Aval im schar mayom. If you hired the guy to start the work from today, from the day of the contract is written, which is before the harvest, then to continue to the harvest, then bedina liyom, and I said for a dinar per day, and I paid before for lagorin yafet sela, and then he goes up to the sela mutter, it's still going to be mutter because he started work right away. So the money that's given to him doesn't have that same thing where we call hava a loan, and therefore his work at a less money during this is not considered agarnatus had a problem. If you want to say that someone who says I'm selling you a core of apples for 30 sela. A saw for a sela, that rishon, each amount that you get paid for, right, as it goes in, because each saw is like a separate sale. Hachanami here, also in the Bryce's case of the guy hired to begin the work before the harvest, kama mifsik pasak, each day afterwards considered its own day, and therefore once it starts and the price changes, it should be also to go ahead and to be able to get hanah from him. Medina liyom vilagorin yafasela mutter amai fa agarnatiliu. When the basis says for a dinar per day and during the harvest, is that worth a sela? It's mutter. Why would that be? Isn't this an issue of agarnatir, paying back the loan? Because each day now it's on the own, it doesn't continue on from that first part. Amarava vitizbara. Does it really make sense what you're saying? You want to say it's aser? Zilzule bischirus mi aser? Is it aser to go ahead and to pay less than a person should normally get? There are times when a guy needs the work and therefore he's willing to go ahead and charge in a little bit less, right? So Rosh Bam says, "Tisba de havu aser v'chigzilzul b'schiros mi aser b'tamia." But if he lechad dehiktim lo adina minisan v'lo aser imad legarim midar raisa shari. Even if he only started way before and he only paid him afterward, he paid him in advance. He doesn't work till much later. Midar raisa it's mutter. De lo dami la lehava. Not called like a vav. V'lo lemekach mekach. It's not a sale. De isbe ona o bitol mekach. Da has vadiki mozel gabe michte shari. The derech pol haskar atzma b'chol shehu. A person will hire himself even for very, very little. there's nothing to eat. It's all gain at slow. Therefore, hach sefer lekatzad ribis klal no ribis at all. Vahainu the kaparach ma'ishakat ma'ishna reisha ma'ishna sefer. Given to the zuzul b'schiras shari reisha my asil hanis b'menu. Right, so really, it's not a problem. Says Gemara, ma'ishna reisha ma'ishna sefer. Then what's the difference between the reisha and the sefer? Like, if it's mutter to pay someone less, like we just saw, so why is the first way of speaking aser to give the money when it's going to be later? He's going to start working later, and it's going to be, you paid him already, and it goes up. Why would that be a problem? Reisha de lo ka'avir ad-dimashta. Because in the Reisha, he didn't start working right away. So Mexico, you're not to leave. It looks like you're going to me, like he's paying it off later. Sefer de ka'avir ad-dimashta, he works right now. Lo Mexico, you're not to leave. It doesn't look like the reward is for waiting for me. And again, because of what's Mexico, what it looks for, that's what the difference between the two is. And with that, my friends, we are... No, you know what? Let's just get to the Mishnah. The next, last part of the Mishnah is, if the flax is attached to the ground and he uprooted a small amount, then he was acquired it. So it's effectively Gemara. Mishum the Talish Kolshu Kana. You want to say because he uprooted a little bit, he got all of the flax. Like, why should he be able to get the rest of it? Still, stuff is attached, right? Can doing Mishicha on one thing end up going and be able to acquire another thing? What's going on? Amar of Sheshes, Hacham Eskino, what are we talking about? The Amar there where he says, Lechiape, Lecha Karka Kolshu, Kine Komashala, go and prove a small part of land and then acquire whatever is in that land. So he's acquiring it, Kenyan, you know, from the actual land itself by uprooting a little bit. He gets that land, and that's considered like a chazaka, and the rest of the stuff attached to the ground, he gets through, is acquired through, you know, through the land itself. And with that, my friends, now we're going to call it a day. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.